Welcome to the Urban Christian News Podcast. My name is Danae White. Here are the top 10 stories you need to know about right now. Welcome to the Urban Christian News Podcast. My name is Danae White. Here are the top 10 stories you need to know about right now. First, according to the Associated Press, Rwanda on Sunday somberly commemorated the start of its genocide 25 years ago, in which some 800,000 people were killed as the country continues to grapple with the lasting consequences of the mass killings. President Paul Kagame and First Lady Jeannette Kagame laid wreaths and lit a flame at the mass burial ground of 250,000 victims at the Kigali Genocide Memorial Center in the capital. Those attending the ceremonies included the leaders of Chad, Congo, Djibouti, Niger, Belgium, Canada, Ethiopia, as well as the African Union and the European Union. Jean-Claude Juncker, President of the European Commission, said, "I am moved beyond words at this memorial to tragedy. There is a procession through the capital to Kigali's National Stadium, where as many as 30,000 participated in an evening candlelight ceremony." Second, according to NPR, Baylor gave up a double-digit lead but hung on in the final minutes to win the NCAA women's title game against defending champs Notre Dame by a single point Sunday night in Tampa, Florida. With the 82-81 victory, the Lady Bears clinched their third NCAA Women's Basketball Championship, joining UConn and Tennessee as the only Division I programs with three or more titles. The last time Baylor clinched the title was in 2012 against the Fighting Irish. Third, according to the rap, Riverdale star KJ Apa will star in Lionsgate's new faith-based film, I Still Believe. Apa will play Jeremy Camp, a Grammy-nominated Christian music singer and songwriter with more than 5 million albums sold. I Still Believe is described as an uplifting and inspiring true-life story of Christian music megastar Camp and his remarkable journey of love and loss that proves there is always hope and that faith tested is faith worth sharing. Gary Sinise has been cast to play his father, Tom Camp, in the film. Fourth, according to Reuters, President Trump is removing the director of the U.S. Secret Service, the agency that provides protection for him and other top U.S. officials. The dismissal of Secret Service Director Randolph Allis comes amid major leadership changes at the sprawling Department of Homeland Security. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders said James Murray, a career Secret Service agent, would take over the Secret Service in May. Allis had run the agency for 2 years and served in the U.S. Marine Corps for 35 years before retiring as a major general in 2011. Fifth, according to CNN, 13 wealthy parents, including actress Felicity Huffman and one coach, will plead guilty to using bribery and other forms of fraud as part of the college admission scandal. Huffman, the Desperate Housewives star, pled guilty to paying $15,000 to a fake charity associated with Rick Singer to facilitate cheating for her daughter on the SATs. In a statement, she said, "I am in full acceptance of my guilt and with deep regret and shame over what I have done. I accept full responsibility for my actions and will accept the consequences that stem from those actions." Sixth, according to the Associated Press, three American service members and a U.S. contractor were killed when their convoy hit a roadside bomb on Monday near the main U.S. base in Afghanistan. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. The U.S. and NATO Resolute Support Mission said the four Americans were killed near the Bagram Air Base north of Kabul, where three others were wounded in the explosion. The wounded were evacuated and are receiving medical care. In accordance with the U.S. Department of Defense policy, the names of service members killed in action were being withheld until after the notification of next of kin. Seventh today, according to the Associated Press, President Donald Trump and White House allies pushing for a harder line on immigration sped their campaign Monday to clean house at the Department of Homeland Security, pushing ahead with a mission far wider than the departure of Secretary Christian Nielsen. L. Francis Cisna, the head of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, and General Counsel John M. Mitnick were expected to leave their positions and possibly cert several other longtime civil servants and other posts around the agency. Nielsen announced her resignation on Sunday, and Trump announced that U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan would take over as secretary on an acting basis, leaving his border position open. Eighth, according to the Associated Press, the United States said on Monday that it has temporarily withdrawn some of its forces from Libya due to security conditions on the ground as the Libyan military commander's forces advanced toward the capital, clashing with rival militias. A small contingent of American troops has been in Libya in recent years, helping local forces combat Islamic State and Al-Qaeda militants, as well as protecting diplomatic facilities. Marine Corps General Thomas Walhauser, the head of U.S. Africa Command, said, "The security realities on the ground in Libya are growing increasingly complex and unpredictable. Even with an adjustment of the force, we will continue to remain agile in support of existing U.S. strategy." Ninth, according to the Associated Press, Russian President Vladimir Putin hosted his Turkish counterpart in Moscow on Monday, discussing how to coordinate their next moves in Syria and how to deepen business ties, including the sale of advanced Russian missiles to Turkey that has riled the United States. Turkish President Erdogan's visit to Russia, his third this year, underlined the increasingly close cooperation between the two countries and Turkey's readiness to defy the U.S. Last week, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence warned Turkey that it was risking its NATO membership and its partnership in the F-35 fighter program by failing to heed Washington's demand to cancel the contract with Russia for the S-400 air defense missile systems. After Monday's talks, Erdogan said that Turkey considers the Russian deal done and won't submit to pressure. 10th and finally today, according to the Associated Press, Earth's glaciers are melting much faster than scientists thought. A new study shows they are losing 369 billion tons of snow and ice each year, more than half of that in North America. The most comprehensive measurement of glaciers worldwide found that thousands of inland masses of snow compressed in size are shrinking 18% faster than an international panel of scientists calculated in 2013. The world's glaciers are shrinking five times faster now than they were in the 1960s. Their melt is accelerating due to global warming and adding more water to already rising seas, scientists say. You can read these stories and more at urbanchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is as good a day as any to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.